This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strauser. Our sponsors, as always, Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. And if you'd like to hear our archives, you can do so at KJJR.com. Our special guest in the studio today is Carrie Klepper. Carrie is involved with the Whitefish Songwriting Festival. And a songwriter festival is coming up in September. Carrie, your title again for the program.
I am the executive producer of the Whitefish Songwriter Festival.
That means a lot. I mean, you have a lot under that umbrella. Part of it is being on the air and doing things like this in marketing.
Absolutely. Yes. It's a big undertaking. We're looking for a lot of people to come in and help us. But it's a 3-day festival, so with a lot of moving parts, multiple shows, etc.
And before we get to some of those parts, let's talk about you a little bit. Tell us about yourself for people who may not know Carrie Klepper.
Okay, great. Well, I grew up in Shelby, Montana on a cattle ranch and have been in Montana for years, but I did break away for about, 20, the first 24 years of my adult life. I was in New York and I was in Washington, D.C., and learned a lot about putting on events. Now I have my own business called the Chinook Group, and we do corporate events, and we also do songwriter festivals.
Yeah, this is just one of the many things that you do. So you went to New York and all these big metropolitan areas, and you came back to Montana, and you have a family too.
That's right. Actually, the reason I'm here is because of my husband, Kevin, who was born in New York City, and he wanted to be in Montana. So I said, oh, let's go back there. So I'm so happy to be home and be in Montana.
And you have two great, talented young kids too.
Yes.
Let's do a shout out to them.
Oh, yes. Kelly, my 13-year-old daughter, who's an amazing skier. And my son, Christian, who is 16, and he's got his black belt. So be careful of him on the streets.
He's 16?
Yes. Can you believe that?
Unbelievable. Well, Carrie, we want to thank you for being here and getting us involved in the Songwriter Festival. The dates are in September. What are they?
They are September 16th through the 18th.
And we tried to get this going last year, and then that crazy thing called COVID happened.
Yes, that was tough for us. So it was scheduled the same time, this exact same week a year ago. And so we've just plugged ahead, though, and we've got so much support in the Valley. And we've got the Chamber and Whitefish is behind us, and the CVB is behind us. And so we're full steam ahead now.
Well, you have a success record, and it started down in Red Lodge?
That's correct. So the Red Lodge Songwriter Festival has been taking place for 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so we're modeling everything off of that. That market has been amazing, and they sell out every year. And they needed a bigger market, so we've brought the concept to Whitefish.
And we want to bring some of that success right here to the Flathead Valley. It's going to be in Whitefish. And I'm going to read just one little line out of one of your write-ups. More than 20 songwriters performing in 30-plus shows, filling Whitefish theaters, restaurants, coffee shops, and bars with some of the best songwriters in the business. And when we see this list, I'm telling you, this is shockingly good. So tell us a few of the folks who are coming here as songwriter talent.
Yes. So we've got hit songwriters, which have number one hit songs, and we've got 6 of them that are coming. And it's Even Steven, James Dean Hicks, Costas, Angela Cassett, Brett Jones, and Randy Montana. And I rattle off those names, and you may not know those names, but you know their songs.
Yeah. And you have some up-and-comers, too.
Yeah, we do. We also have what we call our rising stars. And these are songwriters that maybe don't have a number one hit song, but they're extremely talented. You may come to a show and see them and find out one day they do have a number one hit song and you knew them before.
Yeah. And we got to see a little preview of them. You had a kind of a private event earlier this year, and I was shocked, to be honest, about some of the talent in that one room. And they're all coming here.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Like someone like an Even Stevens.
Yeah.
He starts to tell a little story and you think, oh, this will be nice, a nice song. And then he starts singing I Love a Rainy Night. And you're like, wait a minute, I grew up on that song. So, I mean, these guys are incredible.
You're in love with a beautiful woman, Dr. Hook.
Yes, that's I mean, Evans.
How many hits with Eddie Rabbit? Just can't even count them all.
Oh, yeah. He's like 300 songs.
And a Montana favorite, Costas,
yes,
is coming.
Yes. Oh, my gosh, Costas. So he did Blame It on Your Cheating Heart, the Patti Loveless did. He's an amazing guy. He's out of Belgrade. You can't believe we've got that talent right here in Montana.
Then how about Randy Montana coming here? Everybody knows his latest hit.
Yes, it's A Beer Never Broke My Heart.
Yeah.
So that's Luke Combs. Oh, my gosh, yes. So he's got a lot of other songs that he's one of our younger songwriters that's coming in, but very talented guy.
So we're going to come back in just a couple minutes, and we're going to talk about how you're involved in our Flathead's Got Talent music competition. That's really kind of your kickoff of this whole thing. And we'll tell you how our winner is going to be involved in the festival. So we have a really nice thread of how this is going to work out. And we'll talk about that in our next segment. You're listening to Carrie Klepper. And of course, she is executive
producer, yes,
of the 2021 Whitefish Songwriter Festival. We hope the first of many, right, Carrie?
That's right. Annual event.
And our Flathead sponsors of this show focus on the Flathead, Three Rivers Bank of Montana, and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. As always, archives available at KJJR.com. We'll be back with part two of the show in just a minute right here on KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh, yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 FM KJJR, back for part two of Focus on the Flathead. And our special guest this week is Carrie Klepper. She is with the Whitefish Songwriter Festival, September 16th through the 18th, 2021. And we tried to put it all together last year. Carrie, we talked about it. COVID was just a nasty monster for most of the Flathead and the whole world, actually. So we're glad to see you here promoting something great coming in September 2021.
Absolutely. You know, and one of the other things I want to mention about the festival is we are a nonprofit.
Yeah.
So not only are we bringing something amazing to the Flathead Valley, but we're giving back. Mm-hmm. So, and our mission is music education. So, and we're looking for sponsors, obviously, and what we call our patrons, which would be our $1,000 donors. But we'll probably be knocking on your door, because the entire festival we're able to put this festival on because of our ticket sales and also because of our sponsors.
Yeah, and so we want more sponsors to come on, but you're also looking for volunteers.
Absolutely. We cannot put this on. It takes a village. So we will need volunteers. We actually have an opportunity. If you go on our website, whitefishsongwriterfestival.org, you can volunteer right on the sign up today.
What is something the volunteers could be doing? Just throw a few things out there that we might need.
Well, the festival is actually taking place in the infrastructure of downtown Whitefish. So we're using the bars and restaurants. And so every facility that we're using, every venue, needs to have someone that's managing the stage and all the artists, because we'll have show after show. Each show is only about an hour long. We'll need people to be working the doors. Casey's is our headquarters, and we'll be selling tickets and handing out tickets there. So we'll need people to work in our headquarters. We will need people to work all of the events overall. So I think it's a great opportunity for someone that really enjoys music and wants to be involved in something like this.
So before we move away from volunteers, how do they get a hold of you if they want to help out? Say they want to get on the list right now.
So they can actually go to our website right now, mm-hmm. whitefishsongwriterfestival.org, and go to the Get Involved tab and sign up. And also they can contact me, Carrie Klepper.
Yeah.
And all my information is on the website.
So one of the big questions we've been getting, because we're going to be talking about our Flathead's Got Talent in just a minute, is can I get tickets yet? Are they available yet? Or how long will it be till they're available? What do you have on that?
Tickets are on sale now.
Wow, so, really?
Yep, absolutely.
How?
So you go again to our website. It's right on the front page of the website landing page, and it says Get Tickets. You just click that button and you can buy tickets.
Let's talk about Flathead's Got Talent Music Competition again. We're in our sixth year doing this, And we had a rock band that won last year. So we have more competitors. Videos are flowing in now. You can get on KJJR.com, find out how to do it, submit that video. But this year we've added the songwriter competition that's going to flow smoothly into what you guys are doing because the winner gets featured in one of the nights for the Songwriting Festival in September.
That's right. Yes, we're actually offering a slot in our, we have a master class that we're teaching that teaches you how to songwrite. And our hit songwriters will be there teaching that course. So it's a great opportunity. And so you'll get a slot in that class, which is also a part of the festival on the 16th and 17th of September. And then we're also offering a slot for that songwriter to get up and perform their art.
That is so cool. Giving the up-and-comers a way to kind of get in front of an audience. That's really cool. And it's a way to get people involved, too. And we ask them to put together a little video of their song. Submit it. KJJR.com has all the details. And this is just one of many interviews we hope to have you on as we get closer and closer to September.
Right. And they can do that now, too, right? Going to your website. Yes.
Yes. And we have them coming in now. We have, I think, it's 3 or 4 of them as of this morning, something like that. So hopefully we're going to get a whole bunch more. You usually flood in toward the end because they do have to put a video together. And on this one, it's an amateur contest. And they put the video together of either them playing and singing or a proxy singer. So that's how that works. Again, it's amateur. You're not competing against big time songwriters who are coming, you know, to this festival.
Yep.
So, Carrie, one of the other things we want to talk about is what is the overall feel of this? Because it sounds like we're really going to make Whitefish come alive in a couple days in September.
Yeah, I mean, we're expecting to have 500 some people walking the streets going from show to show. So it'll have a huge energy that it will bring to downtown Whitefish. And basically, the concept is very different from your typical music festival or your music concert. It is a more of a interactive listening room. You literally have a songwriter come sit down as if they were sitting in your living room on a couch or something. And they'll start telling a story about how they wrote this song, and then they'll start strumming their guitar and singing that song for you. So it's a different experience, musical experience.
So it's, again, September, and what are the dates? And then we want to talk about your website once again before we wrap up the show.
Yep, so it's September 16th through the 18th, and you can get tickets now or volunteer by going to our website, whitefishsongwriterfestival.org.
And you can donate, you can be a sponsor, and it's all that information available on the website.
Yep, everything's there.
Well, we suggest you do it. This is going to be big and hopefully many years to come, Carrie.
Yes, this is an annual event. The plan is to make this annual, and we'll probably grow it. Again, right now it's just in the heart of downtown Whitefish. But at some point, we would love to see this festival grow into the rest of the valley.
Our special guest is Carrie Klepper. We're talking about the Whitefish Songwriting Festival, and I'm telling you, this is going to be a big thing. And if you want to be a part of it, make sure you get on that website, whitefishsongwriterfestival.org. That's whitefishsongwriterfestival.org. And this is Focus on the Flathead. Carrie, one more time, thanks for being here. We'll have you back as soon as humanly possible.
I can't wait to come back.
Our sponsors are Three Rivers Bank of Montana and Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry. We'll be back next weekend. You have a great weekend this weekend right here with KJJR.